Well, straight to the paper review now with Elitzer. She's starting with Gaza. Israeli airstrikes have reportedly killed scores of Palestinians across the enclave on Sunday.
That's right, Stuart. The British daily The Independent reported that Israel has started a major new Gaza ground offensive. The paper says that the ground operation was announced after indirect talks with Hamas in Qatar didn't show much progress. But I want to draw your attention to this article here in the British paper The Times that talks about leaked maps by diplomats that talk about a new proposed division of the Gaza Strip. The headline reads, "Leaked map shows Israeli proposal to force Gazans into strips of land." And I'm going to show you the map here so we can see what this proposal looks like. So there would be three civilian regions divided by three military areas here. And let's not forget that the Gaza Strip is 40 kilometers long, so really not much space to start with. And the paper says that this would mean that civilians would be forbidden to travel between the sections without permission, which will separate families from their close ones and from their land. To you, Stuart.
We're moving to Europe's election super Sunday now. Romania's pro-EU candidate beat his right-wing rival. How are the papers reacting to that one?
Yes, well, super Sunday. It's super Sunday because it talks about Poland, Portugal and Romania. There were elections in all three countries. But let me focus on Romania this time. The mayor of Bucharest, Nicu Șordan, defeated George Simion, who won the first round of the presidential election. Simion is a nationalist aligned with President Trump, writes the New York Times. The article calls the win a setback for Europe's surging nationalist forces that will likely calm fears in Europe. Politico then talks about the two different reactions that we have. On the one hand, the Tate bro tears and EU delight. Tate bro, he's talking about, of course, the Tate brothers here. They are popular misogynist influencers who were implicated in vast investigation into human trafficking and rape in Romania. And Tristan Tate, who is the brother of Andrew Tate, after seeing the results, tweeted, "Well, Romania, we had a good run." But for the European Union, Dan's win is a huge relief, writes Politico. We have then some reactions from local Romanian papers. Bursa here writes that Romania avoided regime change but not systemic crisis. The country is now entering a period of fragile transition.
More controversy, some sort of Romanian flag controversy this is on social media. Tell us about this, Elisa.
That's right, Stuart. Well, George Simion, the far-right candidate, tweeted, "I am the new president of..." And he used this flag emoji. Well, of course, he wanted to say Romania, but actually he used the emoji of Chad. He was, of course, fast corrected by X itself. It's an easy mistake to make, however, because as you can see, the two flags are really similar. The only difference is the shades of the colors. That didn't stop many social media users from making fun of him online. Let's take a look at this tweet. "Breaking news, Chad elects George Simion as president. Romania breathes a sigh of relief," tweeted this user here.
I never noticed that they were that similar before. He will no doubt never make that mistake again. To France now, Interior Minister Bruno Ratiot winning the vote to hand the Conservative Les Républicains party here in France with more than 70% of the vote.
Yes, so let's talk about Les Républicains first. This is the party of the French conservatives. It's also the party of former President Nicolas Sarkozy and Jacques Chirac when it was known as the UMP. Interior Minister Bruno Retailleau is now heading the conservatives. Far-right-wing newspaper Le Figaro calls his win a new hope for the right. And Le Parisien describes the interior minister as the eternal second.
Just time to talk about seagulls now. In the UK, seagull attacks are on the rise.
Yes, it's a very serious issue that deserves a cover story here. As we can see, raging gulls. Half of Brits assaulted by crazy birds. It's 35 million people per year that have been attacked by these birds. So the Brits have quite strong feelings about seagulls and quite strong feelings about dogs. Here we can see that they had this festival that's called Good Wolf. It's a two-day festival that took place in West Sussex over the weekend. It's really a thing where you pamper your dogs. Let's take a look here at some pictures. You had dog massage, you had dog yoga, and dogs had fun. Unfortunately, my dog couldn't attend.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What's your dog called?
Masha.
Masha. Sorry, Masha. Next time. Thanks a lot. It's a good day with the papers on France 24.